Taylor Stallings has roots in the Tampa Bay area. She's a USF grad, and she coached track and field for the Bulls. She currently holds several world records for powerlifting. Her muscular frame makes a formidable impression as she approaches her spot on the playing quadrant for the Washington, D.C. Brawlers.
Bad news for Surge fans already into quadrant four, waiting there like a great white shark, is none other than Taylor Stallings, and she's already knocking out these reps. Remember, this is an 85-pound snatch in quadrant four.
The end of last season's play was televised on NBC, and many people were intrigued enough by it to switch away from football. Grid games are 2 hours long. Co-ed team members compete in timed matches, doing pull-ups, push-ups, and other weightlifting moves. But most people who watch Grid for the first time won't know what they're seeing. I asked Taylor what people should look for.
All you have to do is seriously just watch it, because it's very easy to follow, and it's something that anybody can relate to, because it takes you back to your old PE school days. So a lot of people can identify with the rope climbs and the pull-ups, so people will be very familiar with it. So I just want people to just watch it, and the engagement will happen on its own.
Taylor, I see videos of you, and I'm looking at the evolution, and the early videos show you alone as a powerlifter, just you and the iron weights on the bar, and these new videos show you with lots of other people around.
Now it's not about me anymore. It's about the team, because before I can be like, I can pace this out, I can rest here, because I'm just focusing on me. Now I can't anymore. When I go out there, I know I'm not working for myself anymore.
What would you say to somebody who sees Grid and says, wow, I want to do that?
I say, keep going. You can do it. There's so many things that I love about Grid, but one thing I love about Grid is that it takes that person who gets overlooked at everything and gives them hope.
What does weightlifting teach people?
It teaches you to be confident in yourself and to trust, because when you get underneath the bar or when you come up to the bar, if you have any ounce of fear or doubt, the bar will let you know, and you may end up getting hurt. So I don't care if it's 100 pounds over your max or if you're warming up, you have to walk up to the bar like there's nothing on the bar and that you have already lifted that weight numerous times. You have to have that confidence. So if you walk up to the bar and already have a slight bit of defeat, then you already are defeated. So it teaches you just to build that confidence that you never had in yourself.
Your coach says, I don't think there's anybody else like her. I hope everybody understands what they're witnessing with Taylor. It's greatness. You don't see it often. It's very rare in sports. You see it in Michael Jordan, Usain Bolt, or LeBron James. She is that good at this sport.
That still gives me chills every time I hear that. It's very humbling to be put in the same category as all those greats. But I told everybody that I'm trying to be the first Taylor Stallings. Like, everybody else built their legacy, so I'm trying to build my own legacy. So this sport was made for me.
Taylor and the D.C. Brawlers take on the Boston Iron this Saturday at the San Jose, California Convention Center. You can see the game streamed live at NPGL for NationalProGridLeague.com. Lisa Peeks, WUSF 89.7 News.